Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We are getting a partner for Johnny Bananas, finally seeing a competition and wondering what the hell is the green drink they're having at the Redemption House. We're going to figure it all out in just a second. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. There you
go with you. Woo! It's like I'm in the Uber now.
Know, right?
Yeah, at the club.
This feels good. This feels good.
So who is this? DJ?
DJ Snake.
DJ Snake. Snakey Shane. What's up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Pamela Gross. We are breaking down the challenge, Final Reckoning, Episode 2, The Young and the Reckless. I'll be your host tonight, and with me is...
your boy, Jay Yang, bringing it to you live for Episode 2. Super excited to be here and to talk about tonight's challenge.
And I'm Daniel Lindgren, and I'm super excited to be on this panel and to talk all things The Challenge.
Woo, and welcome, Daniel. We are so glad to
Thank you for having us tonight.
Welcome, welcome. Daniel is a long-time fan viewer, first-time host with us tonight, so we're glad to have him.
Thank you.
We have got a lot to break down for you guys tonight. We are going to be going over the Redemption House. We're going to be going over the challenge that we saw at long last. And we are also going to be going over, as always, the social game. We've got some news and gossip for you. So we're going to jump right into it. Let's talk about how we feel about the episode overall. I thought it was great. It had a little bit of everything. I like that they got into the drama right away, raring up, and we found out about the partner situation. Love the little Redemption House twist, and I loved the competition. It set some teams as really strong and some as not so strong. So that was cool to see as well.
Yeah. I mean, right now, I think it's better to be in that Redemption House. They get to watch what they're all doing in there. Who knows when they're actually going to have to participate in this game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very exciting. I'm super excited for that. And, yeah. You know, Brittany's my girl. Thank goodness she did not get sent home after literally 30 minutes on the show.
Thank goodness.
There we go.
Yeah, thinking about this week's episode, I think about, like, you know, in the beginning I was like, okay, there's a lot of drama going on. It's like 30, 40 minutes of drama. But no, I mean, it kind of worked. You know, the drama worked and the fact that they had a good competition. And I think the most exciting thing, which we're going to talk about later, is finding out who Johnny Banana's partner finally, because we had so many different options. But I thought it was a very good overall episode.
Yeah, and spoiler alert, hopefully the viewers have seen this already, so we can talk about who Johnny Banana's partner is, because everyone's, you know, it's a wrap-up show, so they've seen it. Okay, so let's start off with the Redemption House. TJ comes right in and says, y'all, I got a little surprise for you, and shows them a TV screen with what's going on at the main house. I forgot that they didn't have any idea about the Kayla-Melissa fight. So that was exciting. What do you think of that little
twist?
Yeah,
I mean, it's set up in this like little attic area. It's like a little confessional. They got a nice big screen TV in there. I don't know. Chuck and Brittany get to work out their problems. I mean, what? They're just doing it in that Redemption House.
I think it's good in the sense of where, if you look at seasons past, they never got any info, right? They were totally secluded. But because of the fact that you can actually see what's going on, it could help or hurt your game. So you can strategically plan it out. And the fact that you did see two players who actually went home, then you could basically set it up for if you do come back from the Redemption House. So I thought it was pretty good.
I think it's going to be really hard for them to get back in this game, though. I think that Redemption, like, I remember in the last season to get out of the, or was it two seasons? Was it Dirty 30 when they had to do the Redemption House?
The first of the trilogy.
When they had to get back in, I mean, they had to go through like three different rounds, and only like Jenna and Tony made it back out of all those people that ended up building up. And who knows what's going to happen eventually. Once they finally get to this Armageddon elimination, how many more people are going to enter this Redemption House and have to fight through to get that?
Well, TJ sort of teased last week that this Redemption House, they might be battling each other. So I think there might be some sort of internal Redemption House battle, and then
they just let the whole cast watch just for the drama aspect of that, for sure.
Yeah, that's another thing I'm liking about this season so far. It's great when there's a competition, but because this one is sort of enemies and that is so going to influence how people vote, and there might be someone you love on one team or someone you don't like on the same team.
Yeah, it's like 50-50 shot.
It's the drama level is going to be super important in this.
I think the one thing you have to keep in mind is the amount of twists that are going to be in this game, especially since, like, you think, you know, okay, we're going to have all these twists, but then a twist with the Redemption House. I don't think we're going to, you know, not see any more twists from the Redemption House. I mean, there could be two or three additional twists in addition to what we've already seen.
Yeah, so. And with the Redemption House, so You mentioned Brittany. I don't even know Chuck because I didn't see them. I just got introduced to Brittany on the
Chuck
challenges.
Used to have long hair down to his shoulders, man. This surfer from Hawaii.
Yeah.
And then him and Brittany get together. I'm not even sure, like, in that Are You the One show, they have to, like, find their perfect match. I'm not even sure if they were on the show the perfect match. They just liked each other. So they just started dating. That happens a lot on that show, which I love that show, too. But I don't even know if they were meant to be together, but clearly they didn't work out.
Well,
but,
do you know, and if you guys also, we want to say hey to the chat.
What's up to the chat?
Love hearing from you. We're monitoring the chat right now. What happened? Because Brittany seemed pretty devastated about their breakup, but I didn't know. She mentioned that he deserted her and abandoned her.
Okay, so on Are You the One, they talked about him being unfaithful to her. He had even admitted. Okay. He's like, I'm not the most faithful guy, blah, blah, blah. I remember hearing him say that. And so it kind of, I assume that's what happened.
So we're assuming he cheated. But they were together for a while, because I had seen Jim's Twitter mentioning that she thought there were still some unresolved feelings. And now I believe it.
Oh, you do?
Did you see Brittany's giggle smile when he came out? She was like, stop.
She admitted she found him attractive. But that doesn't mean that mentally she... Here's my thing. I'm such a big pro Brad and Brittany.
Me too. Okay?
So I don't ever want to even think about her getting with Chuck. I'm like, I need Brad to do his thing. Brad and I have a lot in common.
I don't think
both have receding hairlines. Both are just jacked out of our minds. I mean, him and I, we were just like the same guy.
Both of you are winners.
We're winners.
Winners, like hands down winners.
Yeah, right.
Ballers.
Yeah.
But I love Brittany and Brad as well. Mm-hmm. Super into that. That's how I got to know her. I didn't know her and Chuck, but her little face during that, for me, when someone like does me wrong and they're X'd out, they're not going to get that like hee-hee-hee from me. They're going to like... get like the shades are drawn eyes. So
one thing I've noticed is the fact that, can we talk about Brittany's like acting performance? Even as I'm watching, it's like so over the top. I'm like, I get it, you guys are exes, but I just feel like Meryl Streep has nothing on Brittany in a sense, because she's just totally overacting. Like, oh my god, like you did this and you did that. I'm like, dude, just can it for the cameras.
Brittany, I know you're hamming it up. Everything you said was the truth. I don't believe it at all. I do not think you were acting.
He thinks he has a shot, but I don't think he really does, because you know he has to fight Brad.
I don't want. I don't need that. Brittany, you and Brad can have it. You do your thing.
I think that I agree that she seemed that delivery of her feelings seemed really sort of staged to me, which made me further believe that she has feelings. Because you know when you're like in a stressed out situation and you're like, well, what did you think I meant? You know, you start talking the way you don't really talk naturally.
Yeah.
She had the giggles. Like, she did have the giggles. Yeah. That's for sure.
But definitely in the chat group, let us know if you guys are Team Brad or Team Chuck.
I'm totally Team Brad. I just think Brittany does have a little unresolved. I don't think she likes him and wants to leave Brad for him. I just think she still has a...
There's no denying that she physically finds him attractive.
Yeah.
She says it on the episode.
Right, but sometimes you can physically find someone attractive, but once they've turned you off like that... Mm. It is all over. So, we got them. They got the TV, and we've got some TV stuff to recommend to you.
Oh yeah,
Dan, you want to tell them what they've won?
AfterBuzz is our network. It produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas to reality to sci-fi. We've got it all here at AfterBuzz TV. So, but we need your help. This is what we need you to do. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of all of our YouTube channels, and then you get all the newest content, all the good stuff if you do that. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't, because it's totally optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out all of our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Bam! There you go.
Boom. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And if you like dramas, then you're watching the right show on this reality competition.
That's right.
Because we had some drama tonight. Mm-hmm. We can break it down by person, by fight. I don't know. I'll start with... Let's kick it off with Natalie and Johnny.
Yeah, great.
They had their previous drama, we all know, from the last season. I, for one, they were just arguing, and she was basically saying tonight, like, we can just be friends. And he was like, well, take that advice yourself, Natalie. He seemed like such a manipulative jerk to me during this conversation. The whole, like, you did this. What do you guys think of his behavior?
I just think it's kind of interesting that, like, a lot of these people are probably, you know, mid-20s and, like, close to 40. I feel like it feels like it's high school, right? Like, everything is very high school. And the fact that Natalie, you know, she kind of seemed like a jealous, like, girlfriend in that sense, where she's kind of like, so what are we? Like, what are we doing? Like, are we cool? And he's like, no, we're cool. I know that they have a past history, but I feel like you're on the show to win money. Like Leroy said it the best with a lot of these things. It's like, what do you care about more? Money or some bullshit?
Right.
Right? It's like, what is more important to you?
But lest we not forget, I think he did her so wrong last season when she found out about him and Kaylee. He was like, I don't owe you anything. If you're sort of dating someone and you're not a sociopath, you kind of do owe them an explanation. And I think she was perfectly within her rights to be upset about that. And I think he seems high school for treating her like a crazy girl for being human. It's like, yeah, I mean, not insane. You did something really rude to me as a friend and a potential partner and as a competitor on this game.
Yeah, when I see these couples on the show, I usually like to pick a side. I want to root for one or the other. I've never been a huge fan of Johnny. He's always been like the villain in the show, and that's fine. But now, you know, Natalie, she likes to she snaked her way through mm-hmm. that last through the last season using Johnny in a different kind of way.
Agreed.
Maybe not physically, but maybe a little bit emotionally. And they weren't technically together. Like, they weren't on a break like Ross would say from Friends.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, he probably should have just been like, hey, look, I don't want to have a girlfriend right now, so I'm going to go kiss someone else. But at the same time, there's a drunken thing in the back. I don't know. It's a lot.
Yeah.
I agree that the entire thing was nonsense.
Yeah.
But even if you had a friend who said to you one thing and then did another, I just think normal human honesty, I get that there's gameplay, but yeah. I think bananas, I think he might be a sociopath. I mean,
oh, sure. I think they're both at fault, and I think that they should just go their separate ways and just be done with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's going to be an issue.
He can't take ownership for any poor decisions.
It's one of those things where you know his reputation. If you know that coming in, it's like, just distance yourself. I mean, a lot of times it's like they know that, you know, you're not looking for love here. If it happens, it happens. But you are here to win money. People are losing sight of that. And I feel like people are getting sidetracked.
I don't. I think she's very much has that in sight, which is why she's cozying up to him. He's not an enemy you want to have in that house. And she recognizes that. It's not going to be good for her game to be on his chopping block.
Here's my thing, though, with her. If you know you're going to be on this show, aren't you watching other seasons of the show before you go on? Like, does she knows what Bananas did to Sarah a year ago,
right,
or 2 years ago? Like, how does she not know that could happen to her? Even though she's on his side for a while, there could be a twist with him, you know?
I'm not saying she thinks she's amazing. I think in this particular instance of drama, she was like being pretty rational and trying to say, like, here we are, let's just be cool. And he was like, whatever.
It was ridiculous.
One.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they call it the final reckoning, because there will be a final reckoning between Johnny mm-hmm. Bananas and Natalie.
Then let's get to Cara, Polly, Kyle.
Take it
away. What do you guys think?
It's just such a weird triangle between all three. It's like we have unresolved feelings between, you know, Cara Maria and Kyle, and like, okay, I liked you, I didn't like you, but now he's hooking up with someone else. And, you know, I just want to see a fight. I just want to see a fight between the two guys, and then the best, you know, in a steel cage. Like, whoever wins just wins the argument. That's what I want to see.
Okay.
There should be no fight. Polly's got a girlfriend back home. I don't even know why he's flirting with her just as much as, maybe not just as much as Carmira is flirting with him, but he's definitely giving it back to her what she wants. Just, dude, just stop talking to her. Like,
yeah.
I get she's a strong competitor. Maybe you want to do that, but like, he said in the first episode how much he cares about his girlfriend, then why even talking to Carmira? Let her and Kyle have her thing of the
right.
It's silly.
To defend him.
Here we go.
But I did read, I think Cara has been doing a bunch of press lately, and I think one of them mentioned in an interview that the first people to sort of land were Cara, Jose, and Polly, and they became friends. They hung out.
Friends.
Right,
yeah.
It's not all. I think she's flirting with him. She said that at this point in her interview that she gave, he was deflecting her advances very nicely, and they were real friends. I mean, they were.
Yeah, and maybe they're only showing the stuff where they flirt, but I mean, he's definitely flirting with her.
He certainly is.
That's
fine. But at this point, I feel like her and Kyle actually both like each other, so I don't understand why they're not just hooking up.
No, I know why. Kyle's a
He's a player. He's a player.
Exactly. We're saying the same thing, man.
He's a player.
That's fine.
It's like
you know
these people. You know how they are. It's like you're doing it to yourself, right? So I don't feel bad for all these women or these guys. And I'm not saying it's just guys. So people in the chat, don't crucify me. A lot of the times, it's the same thing with these girls, right? A lot of these girls are manipulative. These people are manipulative. It's like you do it to yourself, and you know it. Just focus on the game.
Yeah. I agree. And real quick, shout out to Marie. I really did enjoy her moment where she's like, you're a person.
Yeah.
You can have feelings. It's all right.
She's
to have feelings.
Maria, yeah.
But I totally feel like her mental game. I've never seen Cara Maria. Like, her mental game is really strong, and she's won challenges in the past. But this is definitely affecting her mental game, and it's definitely affecting their partnership with Marie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are seeing it, and I think it's going to be exposed later in the season.
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess only time will tell.
That's right.
Yep. So another thing worth mentioning is Angela and her reaction to the pillow toss when she gets the message from TJ. What did you think of that situation?
I feel like it's a rite of passage, but then again, if I don't think Angela strikes me as a person who's seen past challenges. I don't think she understands right. this. And it's like one of those things where if you're coming in, it's like getting hit in the face with a pillow doesn't feel good, regardless or not of whether you're a guy or a girl. But I mean, I just feel like it's like a little hazing, but I guess the fact that she, you know, she took it kind of hard and all this other stuff, but, you know, B-Rad and Johnny did come and apologize, which is good, but then again, it kind of shows you where her mental state is, right? She easily ticked off, easily you can push her buttons. If just, like Zach said it himself, if I can just basically throw a pillow at her and she can break, like, wow, that's going to be super easy. But, I mean, she did do well in the challenge, so.
That was the best Zach line ever, because it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that was ridiculous. I don't care. It's a pillow. It was obviously meant in good fun. To be really pissed and offended by that is the same way when Amanda, I think a few seasons back, got mad at the chips in the bed and freaked out. It's like,
there are a lot of very mind harmless games. There are a lot of mind games that go on just to ruffle you up. Johnny Bananas with the notes and all this other stuff. Like, people just do it. They're bored. They don't have any, you know, outside technology. They're just talking to each other all the time. They're just bored.
That's,
you know,
a lot more invasive and upsetting than people tossing a pillow at you
This was a light hazing compared to what could have been done, and her reaction was, it was an overreaction. And like, I tried to watch X on the Beach, and that's how she acted on X on the Beach, and I stopped watching X on the Beach, and I'm like, don't do this to me, don't get a second show that I don't want to watch now. So I just challenged my favorite, don't do it Angela.
But then you did say, Justin, that she did well, and that's will she lead into the competition. That was a major surprise. So let's get into the Wreck Yourself competition, which is our first competition that we get for Final Reckoning season. And what this one is it's called like Push and Shove or Wreck Yourself. Yeah. There's a pusher and a swinger, and each team has to grab a bunch of rings. What I still is yet to be determined in this season and throughout further challenges is how it's really going to work out with the girl-guy teams, guy-guy teams, girl-girl teams, because it's a difference, sort of. It can make a big
unfair
difference.
Unfair in a way? Yeah.
Unfair
certain
in certain ways.
Sure.
I'm assuming they're going to
maybe
do
have
something
another twist
to even it up.
Or something, yeah.
I'm not sure. But tonight's challenge, and then they did design it to be sort of fair, because we did see there was quite a lot of sort of diversity in the score. So what do you guys think about this challenge? What'd you like?
I personally liked it. I mean, it seemed really, really fun. Like, it seemed like something like I would definitely would want to do it. But I mean, there's obviously a technique, and we saw, you know, a little caveat is the fact that there's two waves, right? So the team that did the best in the first wave actually gets to go on the second wave as well. And we saw Brad and Kyle, which was kind of surprising. Like, I don't know, has Kyle been like bulking up? Like, it seems like he's like getting like bulking up, and he's more physical from the last time we saw him in a challenge. But him and Brad killed it in this challenge. And the fact that there is a way to do it. There is a technique of, you know, pushing. And I'm really glad that they actually had Brad, you know, getting the rings as opposed to Kyle. But no, I thought it was a good challenge. Like, I was just laughing my ass off when I saw Derek and Tori just struggling at doing this. And Tori was getting – we had Tori on last week, and she was just talking about, like, you know, her partnership with Derek. And it's like, oh, well, you're going to have to wait and see. But – I mean, a lot of it's teamwork, right? You need teamwork, right? When you're basically getting the ring, passing the ring back, like, even though you have vendettas, even though you have people who hate each other, you have to communicate. You have to work well. And I feel like when you saw Kyle and Brad, now that they're not that big of a vendetta anymore. Like, look at that. They're winning together. So it's like, good.
Some of the teams have a lot deeper vendettas. Yeah. Kyle's and Brad was just that he sent him in at the end. Yeah, so it seems like that's easy to get over. And they're both good guys.
Yeah.
And that
was good. Maybe I missed this, but why did TJ allow the team that won the first heat to go to the second heat? Why did they need to have that? What was the point of that?
The rule.
So I know it was a rule, but why? They already had their final score.
To give you a second, it's like if you take your SATs twice or whatever they're called these days. Like, if you can up your, you get two chances.
That's all that was.
Exactly.
So the first heat, we saw Kyle and Brad versus Veronica and CT versus Joss and Sylvia versus Zach and Amanda versus Faith and Angela, where we mentioned Faith and Angela were the odd standout. Zach and Amanda coming in with one ring.
Now, I get wanting to put the smaller person to swing out there and whatnot, but like, it might be hard to get them back. Like, obviously, if they're small, but like, if I'm Zach, I'm taking over that thing. I'm not trusting Amanda. If I'm Tori, I'm doing it. Yeah, we know Derek's past of not competing right in the physical challenges. He never does well.
It's just harder because you need the heavier person. Zach's probably 250, but like Amanda can't push him.
Here's my thing, though. You know? I think if I'm Zach, I know going in, no matter what. what if Amanda swings out there, she's going to mess it up. So why not just try something different?
Right. And there is a lot of, well, the mess.
That's
so
all
there
I'm
was
saying.
The tangle. We saw the tangle heard around the world, which was where Veronica and Amanda got tangled. I think that's just like, how do you prevent that? Because then we saw it in the second heat
with Shane and Bananas.
It's not like Bananas isn't... I don't think it was deliberate. I think he wanted to win.
Shane, I mean, you can't put...
Shane deliberate on his end.
Yeah. Oh, really? Shane and Johnny Bananas, Shady I mean... Shane.
Oh, no, they go at it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they went at it. And if you think about it, like, the fact that they got tangled, you know, Johnny couldn't put his ring back. So, I mean, in the end, it came very, very close, and it came to time, right? So they
lost. Well, Johnny didn't want to win. He said, being that, he's like, I don't want to win. Let's just do really well. We don't want to be the guys that have to pick everyone. Let's just be in the middle somewhere. And then when him and Shane get tangled, you can see Johnny try to tangle a little bit more, because he already knows he has 11. He knows he has a ton of rings. That's what I thought. I was like, Johnny knows he's set. He's going to screw over Shane, because he doesn't like Shane anyways.
Right.
Yeah, that's all I was thinking.
That is up in the air. I think both of them want and need to win to establish themselves at this
point. Well, I think Shane more than Bananas, but
I know
Bananas hasn't won forever, but
I feel like Bananas and Tony, they obviously have a target on their back, but they're both strong competitors. But I feel like Shane, he just likes to stir the pot. He just likes to get under people's skin, and I think he deliberately do it. But let us know in the chat group what you guys think.
Yeah.
Did Shane deliberately do it? Was he just getting tangled? We want to know what you guys think.
And on Tori and Derek, I mean, Bananas, I don't like him, but that line, he was like, he's like the good-looking car that breaks down the second you pull it out of the line.
Great analogy.
I didn't know that he was like a major real athlete. I was reading all his stats, and I was like, this guy stinks. He keeps getting, what is up, Derek? Why aren't you good? And Tori,
He reminds me of Corey, right? He looks good from far, but far from good.
Like, but he's a real athlete.
Yeah, but they've never performed well in these challenges, right?
Corey has it to a different degree. Corey has like bad legs or something. Corey always has issue with his legs in these challenges. I don't get that.
The challenge was hooking up with Corey, Corey would be number one, right? He'd be
Corey's
number one.
Made it to the finals, though. Derek's never made out of the first round.
Yeah, Derek.
So let's be honest. It's
not built for these kinds of activities, apparently. He's obviously very good at whatever he does, but not at these, you know, these kinds of games. And the challenge game makers are going to have to get really creative this season, because it is going to have to be something where Veronica and CT versus Bananas and Tony aren't totally out game.
I don't know how they're going to make this fair. Armageddon matches are going to be, there's going to be a twist there that we don't know about yet.
Yeah.
And something with them getting to pick who they want to go against, something weird like that's going to happen, but we're not going to find out until next week.
Yeah. Well, we can save a little guessing on that until predictions.
Oh,
but
of course, my bad.
So that's okay.
I got so excited.
It's very exciting. We love it. But Kyle and Brad won. They got 11 rings and then they won again. So they've established themselves as a pretty good team, even with Veronica and Amanda's tangle. Veronica and CT, it looked like they did so bad, kind of came in average. I mean, they got five.
They weren't
five.
That bad.
They were third to last.
Yeah.
They were third. That's not very good.
Out of five, though. I mean, so it was. And then Faith and Angela, who knew? Was it beginner's luck, or do you think they're going to be competitors?
I love that she was in the army, or what did they say about Faith?
Oh, no, yes.
When they said that, I found her so much more attractive.
Me too.
I was like, God, she's so cute now, even more so.
Yes,
speaking, go Faith.
Speaking of same-sex crushes, I good job, Bananas, with your really clever homophobic slurs. When he's like,
Shane's gonna love
nuts
that.
To butts, Shane's
wet dream.
That's
lame,
like, Bananas, grow up.
Yeah. He's the villain for a reason. Yeah. He's making us, he's like a good actor, a good bad villain in this show, where he's making us hate him. He's doing a good job at it.
The standouts in bad were Tori and Derek, obviously, Zach and Amanda, and then everyone else did. Cara, Maria, and Marie did decent. Shane and Nelson, even with their thing, got 7. So it was, for a game that is so, with teams that are so mismatched, it was all across the board score-wise.
Yeah.
It's not like...
Yeah.
Except Kyle and Brad, obviously, and Bananas and Tony. So a male strong team, I'm sorry, has some benefits.
For this round, we'll see. Yeah. There might be other challenges.
But we'll see. I mean, when it comes to a puzzle or trivia, I mean, size doesn't really matter.
We will see. You
will see that this season.
We will.
Oh, I'm sure of that, yes.
We will.
TJ's favorite challenge.
But do you think that was a good competition? Did you guys enjoy watching that? Did you think it was fun?
Sure. It's the second one of the season, because we had the burial one.
Yeah.
But it's a good starting for the season. I wouldn't want it to be one of the final ones or anything. That would debate someone going into the actual finale. But
it was a good kind of like setup for the season. I mean, I was like, and I'm sure everyone everyone in the chat group likes the most physical challenges. Like, I want to see people getting wrecked, like hit hard.
Right.
Like, those are my favorites. So.
They were just getting tangled in this one.
That usually happens more in eliminations than in challenge. Yeah. I'm calling the first ones challenges and the second ones eliminations. Yeah, eliminations. So one-on-one combat tends to be more of that. Well, guys, you're in luck because we have a special segment right now. Mm. So I'm a longtime Forever Challenge person, not super aware of the Big Brother people. So for those of you out there that are like me and don't know about him, we'll do a super quick rundown. We got Pauly. We know what's going on with him. Some rumors and stuff about him are just that he is always a perpetual cheater. He got on Big Brother, they say, because his brother had been on the show. Oh. And Pauly was campaigning to get people out, and he made awful comments about girls. So that's like the lowdown on the internet about him. Don't know how true it is. Yeah. I don't know.
Yay.
Jose, I know from Champs vs. Stars.
Yep.
I think Jose is just totally delusional and living in Deep Space Nine on his own planet on Big Brother.
Did you see Jose on the reunion for Champs vs. Stars?
Oh, yes.
Where he said he pretended he couldn't play the foosball game. I was like, come, you're just, because you weren't good at it, man.
Right.
He said he pretended that he was not good because he wanted to get someone else in the, whatever.
It's like, really? I don't think you thought
that
far.
That's just silly, man.
And
come on.
He called himself the Messiah on Big Brother, which I'm sure
I didn't watch him on there, so thank goodness.
And then he got evicted the week that he called himself the Big Brother.
Oh, there you go.
So Devon, who I don't know at all, is funny. She's funny in the Redemption House. Yeah, I didn't.
She's funny. She had that one little speech that she made. But I'm such a Britney girl, so a Britney boy, I guess, you know, here. So fangirl in there.
I think it was in good feelings towards Britney. I didn't think it was mean spirited. That's the word. I thought it was like, come on, she was being a drama queen. Anyone would have.
Yeah.
I don't think it was.
If Britney heard that, she would have thought it was mean-spirited, I'm sure.
Oh, though. Well, I thought Devon was really funny. And Big Brother, she was on the show twice.
Oh, wow.
She was kicked off on her first season, but she was such a fan favorite that they brought her back to the 16th season.
Right.
And then Natalie, obviously we know about Natalie from last season. She was on a Showmance with someone on that. And then she said she wanted an all-girls alliance, and then she got kicked off.
Interesting enough, we have a comment from Mia Pardo, and which she says, did they talk about Kaylee outing Natalie on social media?
They did. So Natalie says after her fight with Bananas, she's speaking to Kyle privately, and she's like, you know, I have a boyfriend, or I'm in a relationship now. I'm not trying to, you know, get with him or anything. I just thought it'd be cool to smooth the waters. And he says, oh, with a girl or a guy? And she says a girl, and she's like, come on, you knew. And then she talks about Kaylee outing her, which...
Ooh.
Was bad, and I remember when all that was going down, seeing Kaylee writing like she's a lesbian, and I was like, "Is she? And who cares?" Like,
why are we still in like 1996 with that stuff? Like who cares what everyone is? She says she's pansexual. Good for it.
Good for her.
Moving on to the next thing.
Also, it's not cool to. I think Kaylee's.
I don't know why she did that.
Yeah.
Kaylee was saying she's not upset about Bananas. She's a lesbian. Was betrayed.
But why is it a diss now? Yeah. Why is it a diss for her to say that she's a lesbian? It's so silly.
I think what burns me is the fact that that wasn't her place to tell people.
Right.
Okay. And is that why we're upset?
It's so messed up.
And the fact that her family didn't know.
That's
Natalie said, people didn't know. I've started seeing someone, my close family member,
you
want to
tell
your
family yourself that, of course. Yeah.
It's just none of Kaylee's business whether she's gay, polka dot, or plaid. I mean, it doesn't matter who she's. She could be a furry or something. It doesn't. Yeah. Someone else's place.
I like Natalie more. Is she furry?
Natalie, she's furry. But it's not someone's place to say it. And Kaylee did say it. Mean spirited.
I just feel like with social media now, like all the beefs, all the vendettas, all the dramas are getting so amplified because it's not only when you see him on the show, it's like you could talk crap about him when you're off the show, even with Shane and Kyle with his hair plugs and all this other stuff.
It's crazy. Every time
I come back to watch a new season of The Challenge, I cannot believe, because I don't really do the whole Twitter thing with The Challenge stuff. I kind of just keep it. I watch the show and I just enjoy it. I can't believe all the stuff that's said and how personal it gets. Here's my thing. Like, people not that I'm famous or anything, but I think you can write, like, something mean in a YouTube channel. I just never respond to it.
No.
I never have, and I never will. I just don't care.
Well,
I'm having fun, and I'm doing my thing.
It's twofold, I think, with these people. Part of it is that you have to maintain your relevance, and that's via social media.
That's true. That is true.
Part two, though, on that, exactly, there's so much behind the scenes that comes into play, even in the actual TV show. You know, they're showing Shane said, I tweeted this, and the whole fight with Melissa was about what she tweeted and called out the boyfriend.
There's a lot of that.
And speaking of that, so did you guys see Kayla? So now we'll move on into news and gossip. Join us. Kayla made a response video, which was on YouTube. So Kayla addressed the fight in a video that she posted on YouTube.
Oh, interesting.
Where she answered questions and responded to people's comments about the fight. And I will say, obviously not cool. On the upside, I think it's the first time for Kayla we've seen her fight on everything she's been in that I think she actually feels like, I wish I didn't do that. That was wrong. So if she learns and grows, I'm right there for you, Kayla.
I'm a little confused by that fight. Have they been sent home for pushing before? I thought it was punches.
Physical.
But I think they've upped that, though. Yeah, I don't think it was originally put, because I've seen plenty of the guys, CT and all those guys, but they were pushing the crap out of each other. So I think they upped it now for 2018.
Sometimes it's different, right? Sometimes they have different like rules per challenge. But yeah, I totally agree with this. Sometimes pushing's okay. Obviously, pushing's not okay, but it worked out for the partners in this season when they got paired together. Because if it was just one pair that, you know, was basically getting kicked off the show, like we've seen Sarah and her partner, you know, I think his name was Vinny back in the day, you know, get kicked off the show. Yeah. Right, but that was it. But because of the fact that there were two pairs that were kicked off, luckily their partners now become, you know, partners.
Is that the first time they've ever done that, by the way?
I think so, yeah.
I think so, too.
Two in a row.
That's what I thought.
Two things. One, Tori told us last time when she was here that literally that day they had a huge house meeting with lawyers saying, do not touch each other. If you put your hands on each other, you will go home.
And if like, that's a new rule, that's a new rule.
It's a zero tolerance, and it was very clear. It wasn't like, house vote, what do we think? Do you feel threatened? Because I remember some real worlds, they would like, see if the house felt threatened.
Oh, I remember that.
They bring in that 15-inch TV and have them all sit around it and watch to see if to get their second reactions out of it.
Real World Seattle.
And the second reason is, that is a crappy travel to go to South Africa and then have to turn around and fly back.
For the redemption people, they're fine. Exactly. But for Kayla, obviously.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's one thing to be sent into redemption, but if you're getting kicked out and you just got there for pushing someone, I mean, it wasn't even a punch. Like, okay, I'll punch someone, but just a push, it's like, dude, it's like, really, was it worth it? Really?
Oh, it definitely wasn't worth it, but.
Come on.
I want to know if it was worth them going home. I really think it was. I think they should have stayed.
I guess we're going to have to find out on the reunion show.
I would have said that, but if you're literally getting lectured that day about no hands, don't do it.
Melissa comes barging into that room telling her like that she's like, to, like oh yeah, hey, I've told everybody on social media that you cheated on your boyfriend when you really didn't. Like, and I admit that. I'd be mad if I was Kayla too.
Yeah.
Like, that's
not, but it's like, especially that she didn't do it. Don't engage in a physical confrontation when you're wasted with someone if $1 million is on the line. I wonder if
Kayla was wasted.
Are you kidding? She didn't remember it the next day.
Oh, then
she
had
no idea.
Yeah, because bananas gave her crap in the kitchen
for it. Yeah, she was like, I didn't do anything. Okay.
Yeah.
So, next, news and gossip. Anyone who's paying any attention to social media has seen. So, after the premiere, they were in New York, a bunch of people watching the show live. And then Cara Maria showed live on her Instagram a fight that Angela and Cam had. Have you guys seen this?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's okay. Chat roll. Send the link to them. We'll post a link if you want. We'll send it to you. So they had a fight. I'm not going to do any spoilers. There were some spoilers, but Angela and Cam get into it on camera, and Cara Maria's like showing it live. So that was a little bit of drama.
Wait, Angela in a fight? I'm so surprised.
Angela in a fight? Well, you'd be surprised. Angela's a little weepy when the cameras aren't a rolling. Cam's like, what? Like, Angela's
kill
like,
Cam.
No,
kill
a
Cam.
Wanna...
I would
kill
not mess Cam. With Cam. Cam. I wouldn't mess with Cam.
Angela shrinks down. Everyone, the social media response, by and large, was
a
like...
Pillow took her down this week. Yeah. I think Cam will take her down, too.
Yeah. The consensus was that homegirl acts real tough for the cameras, but when it's like a one-on-one, you know... when she's whining in a mirror to the camera. So I didn't see Bad Girls Club. Maybe she likes to get physical. But in this instance, she really seemed to back down to Cam, even verbally. Mm. Lastly, on news and gossip, our own Johnny Bananas. No.
Our own.
This is a quote. I'll start off with a quote.
He can be yours.
So this is a quote from Bananas. A lot of my cast members are already jealous of what I've established for myself on the challenge. So now when they hear, wait a minute, not only are you the superstar of the challenge and MTV's golden boy, now you're hosting an amazing show on NBC, I think I might get death threats. And he was saying that in response to the news that Johnny Bananas got a legitimate television job. Well, legitimate, it's at 1:30 in the morning after Saturday Night Live.
Which probably no one's
hosting. Like, there's been some Bachelor contestants that have had that slot.
It just goes to show you, a lot of it's about your social media following, and he's got it. And you want to be like a Simon Cowell, where half the people hate you and half the people like you. You don't want all the ones on you. He's in a good spot.
Whatever he's doing works for him.
Yeah, it works.
You know, does it work for the morality and the fabric of our nation? I don't know. I'm just kidding.
But where's the American flag?
Yeah, there's Johnny's humbleness. Like, everyone's already so jealous that I'm so amazing. Yeah. And now this, he's just a piece of work.
I think he's just kind of saying it to drum up, you know, drama so you can watch his show.
Of course.
You
know? Listen, I love to hate him. I mean, we all love to hate him.
Yeah. If you got an opinion about him, then he's already got what he's wanting.
He's got you.
Yeah, he's got you.
And I agree. I do love to hate him. I do hate him, but I do love it. Because if he wasn't on, it would not be the same. Because
you want to see him lose, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but I want to see him lose later in the series because I don't want him to lose in the first week. Yeah. I need him in there.
Right.
For the drama. I need him in there,
That's why it's so satisfying when a Devin or a Tony can take him down. I want to see someone
take
him down.
That was great. Go Devin.
Go Devin. Okay. So now we are going to give a little predictions.
All right.
And they're sort of... It's my prediction.
That's what we do?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's kind of got
Justin,
like,
come on,
Justin. Sorry.
It's kind of got like a Halloween feel to it.
Yeah, don't be stiff with it, Justin. Do it, Justin.
Come on, Justin.
Come on. Okay. So we're going to do top three teams we think are going to make it to the final.
Okay.
And then, not unlike Kyle and Brad getting two goes, I'm going to give you a wild card.
Jeez, you're giving me a lot here.
Okay. I'm going Kayla. Just kidding.
Kayla and Melissa for the win. Okay.
I mean, all right, I got Bananas and Tony. I got Brad and Kyle. They're just so strong. I wanted Brad and Kyle from the beginning, by the way. Like, when they all got together, when they got him out of the graves, I'm like, because Brad's my man. I love Brad. I've loved him since San Diego.
He has a real crush on Brad.
That's heck great.
I'm more Jamie Chung, but sure.
Jamie Chung on San Diego Real World, for sure. But that's another story for another time. Sure. No, me, Brad and I have the same hairline. I love Brad. Brad's great.
Brad's great. I like Brad, too.
Let's let you go, and then I'll do my wild card after. Okay, I don't have a third. I don't have a third right now.
You got a thing?
You know,
Not Jose.
No, definitely not Jose, not Shane, not, you know, I definitely have to agree. I feel like Bananas and Tony are going to be a top team, but I got to go with CT. Even though Veronica is dead weight, you cannot count out CT. Like, he could be a ball and chain to CT. He will find a way to
make
it
at the
end. He has in the past.
So we're going to be curious. I am with you, Justin. I am Kyle Rad. We saw perform tonight. Bananas and Tony, it's like, I don't even know who can beat them. And CT, you can't sleep on CT.
I never sleep with a broken back.
Well,
it doesn't matter, 40 years old.
How did he get through that broken back, though? Tony was there to pump him up. Tony was a man in that Champs vs. Stars last season.
But how did
and
he get
Veronica's
through
the, not going to do that
But
for
how
him.
Did he get through the puzzle? That was all CT.
I want to get to the puzzle. This is going to make it there.
Veronica has some skills, too, though. She's not...
Drinking it by the pool?
Yeah, I don't know. I think Veronica would be fun to hang out with, but as far as skills, I don't know.
Yeah. I think CT is so good that he can almost compensate.
I mean, he definitely lost some weight from Chance for the Stars, but I do agree that there will be a few sleeper teams that we're going to see this season, you know, from some of the new kids and everything else like that.
Yeah.
And I don't think I feel like Zach, he's kind of, even though he's physically strong, I've seen him break down mentally.
Oh, yeah,
at
that
challenges.
Mental. 30-30. Zach broke down.
Yeah. Zach can break down.
Yeah, I feel
Amanda.
Like he's good in arena football, but in terms of challenges, it's different.
Great.
You know?
Everyone has their flaws. It's just there's a couple teams in the front end there.
Okay, and then let's do our wild cards. Does anyone? All right, I'll go.
Give me your wild card. Maybe
it's
I'll agree
funny,
with it.
Because if I didn't see tonight, I would have thought Tori and Derek. Now seeing how terrible
are you going
Derek
Faith?
Is,
are you going Faith right now as well?
No. No, I'm going Cara, Maria, and Marie. Wild card.
All right.
They might Faith and Angela, good call too, though, because who knew that that was a good performance?
Yeah, I think my wild card is actually going to be from the Redemption House. I think Jenna and Jemmy are actually going to come back. You know, actually going to come back.
So, I'll go all for fun, and I don't think it's, I'll go Joss, because Joss was unstoppable the other season. The only reason he got screwed out of that last season, by the way, whatever season, he got screwed up. So I'll say just, even though Sylvia's not the strongest competitor, I'll go Joss. Why not? Because he's so strong.
I'll take
Bam!
That.
Exactly.
I'll More man crushes for me, apparently. I got all these man crushes.
Definitely let us know in the chat group who you guys think are the top two teams or who's actually going to take it this season. Because we want to know what you guys think.
And then one more prediction, because for Armageddon, well, this is what do you think?
I love this twist because in the actual trailer, you see, TJ basically says, if you're man enough to send him in, you got to be man enough to take him out. So a lot of it is with the pairs, it could be man in the sand, right? It could be one person represents each team, and if that person loses, both teams go home.
Good call.
Or what if you're paired up with the other person that survives somehow?
Ooh. Exactly. That could be cool. There's so many twists with this season, and I cannot wait to see it.
And, well, there was some little, like, like, light show going on. Yeah, where I feel like they'll pick random. One team, and then it'll be random. Oh,
but also keep in mind, which there's also the double cross. So the double
and they're going to show that somehow this year.
They showed it. So there will be double crosses.
Wow.
Here's the thing. There's also so many vendettas in this house with people they're not even partners with that they could literally just keep teaming up other people that are vendettas.
A new vendetta.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
We'll just have to wait and see.
And they are really teasing it out of us. Like, we still don't know. We're going to have to be in the third episode of the season.
We haven't seen an elimination yet. It's going to episode 3. Episode 3, no elimination yet.
I'm super excited also about the mercenaries who are going to be in Armageddon as well.
Devin's coming in. I think I saw Devin.
Corey, Hunter and Ashley. Yes. So it's going to be sick.
Awesome. Okay, well, you guys, thank you so much for joining us. My name is Pamela Gross, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Pamela Gross Jill. And please let us know what you think, who you'd like to see as guests, any question you have. We love the show, and we love to continue the conversation with you. Thank you guys for joining, and you can find the other hosts.
What's up, guys? It's your boy, Jay Yang. You can find me on Instagram at your boy, Jay Yang.
And I'm Daniel Lindgren. You can follow me on all things social at The Dan Lindgren.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. Next week, we're going to be breaking it all down for you again. So join us then. Until next week, keep challenging.
Episode 3.
Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.